Now, let's lead off with how bar and restaurant owners in McLean County will have to find new and creative ways to attract customers without indoor dining. More from Eric Stock.
Peter Connolly co-owns Maggie Miley's, an Irish pub in Uptown Normal. He says business was finally starting to recover from the early stages of the pandemic when restaurants could only serve curbside or delivery. Maggie Miley's doesn't deliver, but he's considering adding that now. Connolly says a big part of his dine-in business is alcohol, which he loses with curbside service. As the region's new ban on indoor dining takes effect Wednesday, Connolly says he's not sure how many locally owned restaurants will be able to get by.
If it's a week or two, hey, yeah, maybe we'll be fine, but if it's longer than that, depending on how long, I don't know about ourselves and many other small independent local restaurant owners.
Connolly says Maggie Miley's has limited outdoor seating that likely won't be useful for long. Nearly half of the sales of the Mystic Kitchen and Tasting Room are from alcohol. When the wine bar in downtown Bloomington had to shut down in the spring, co-owner Terry Vanderlut says they started curbside service for wine and expanded from there.
You're writing a game plan on Monday. Initially, our plan was to just focus on the wine, and then there was an opportunity to have cocktail kits, so we moved to that as well.
And curbside meals came later, along with 18 dining tables outside, more than they have inside. They decided outdoor heaters weren't worth the investment. Mystic instead hopes to attract customers online. The wine bar recently held its first virtual wine tasting and may soon do the same for cocktails. But the COVID shutdowns haven't been all bad for some dining establishments. Dave Heideman owns Game Day Grill in Downs. He says he attracted a lot of new customers after the pandemic began.
People just wanted to get out of their house and take a drive someplace that they haven't been to.
And Heideman says some visitors have become regulars. He figures as long as the restrictions don't last as long this time, they will do fine with close to full staffing. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.